1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Monday to you. Happy spring to you as well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Lots to go over this hour here. Let's get started with some of the top stories in the news. Of course, the big stories surround President Trump and his potential arrest. An unprecedented situation where an ex-president could be arrested. I don't believe it's ever happened before. And so that's and a lot of things going on right here. There's rumors of protests that are going to occur and unrest in New York City, which I saw that New York City is preparing for civil unrest if President Trump gets arrested tomorrow. And I'm like, New York City? Are people having to travel there then? Because there's not, I don't know if there's enough Trump supporters in New York City for them to worry about protests in New York. In the meantime, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Americans should not protest if President Trump is indicted. A lot of things will happen over the weekend pertaining to this, because you had people like Elon Musk saying if President Trump is indicted, then that's just going to set up, that's going to set him up for a landslide victory in the presidential election. And I was kind of surprised to see that, yet a lot of people seem to agree with that statement. They feel like indicting him will actually help him. I don't know if that will happen. To me, it seems like it wouldn't. But that if that did happen, that would be one of the biggest examples of irony we've ever seen. Because the reason why they're going after him so hard, even if they can just indict him and not convict him, is because they think an indictment alone will hurt his presidential campaign. I mean, this is what all this stuff's about, to make sure he can't run again, or if he does run, which he already is running, that he won't get very far with it. And so it's like, and if the arrest ends up swaying voters to side with Trump, then something else, a bit of irony. The House, in the meantime, is starting to intervene with the Trump probe. House Republicans demand Manhattan DA testify over the Trump criminal probe in what they call an unprecedented abuse of prosecutorial authority and politically motivated prosecution. So don't know if that's going to change anything, but that's kind of bizarre. So in the meantime, President Xi Jinping from China has arrived in Russia. This is the first visit he's made to Russia since the Ukrainian war began. Speaking of the Ukrainian war, the European Union is seeking to provide 1 million artillery shells to Ukraine. And there's been quite a bit of fighter jets given to Ukraine. We now have the list of those. If you're interested in checking those out, you can see those as well. Then in other news, shootings in Miami Beach spurred a curfew. This is the second, there was a second fatal shooting of a spring breaker that happened down in Miami. And so with that, they've set a curfew in place. Now they're actually looking at possibly just canceling spring break. I don't know how you can actually cancel spring break, but I guess I don't know how they're going to cancel spring break. But that's, I guess Miami Beach officials are looking to try to do something like that. This, by the way, comes about because we've seen a massive influx of spring breakers in Florida because of the situation that happened in Mexico, where, remember, those four individuals were kidnapped, two of them were killed. Well, and that just has apparently just scared a lot of spring breakers away from the Mexico towns, the Mexico spring break locations. And in fact, there's a bunch of cancellations. So they're canceling going to Mexico. So where are they going to go? Well, they've been coming to Florida. And so you've got a lot more people, apparently, particularly in South Florida, than what we've seen before in the past. An update on the banking crisis. There's it looks like things are starting to, you know, like calm down a little bit. We started to see shares balancing out as far as trade goes in the stock market and things like that. Benjamin Netanyahu and President Biden are beginning to chat. Biden expressed concerns over Israel's judicial overhaul in a call with Benjamin Netanyahu, and basically saying that he wants to see some sort of overhaul with their judicial plan, I guess. I don't know if Benjamin Netanyahu even cares to for the input that President Biden gave him, but there it is nonetheless. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. We do have our typical afternoon delays on Highway 90. That's going to be leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. We also have an accident. It's going to be at the intersection of 98 and North Blue Angel Parkway. Not seeing anything major at this intersection to slow you down, but just keep that in mind. And then on Davis Highway, we do have typical afternoon traffic surrounding East Olive Road. See something else? Give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So some of the other stories in the news here is, I saw this one, half of the antelope in Rawlins, Wyoming have died or will die because of the brutal winter that Wyoming has experienced. This came from, I was looking at this, wildlife. I forgot the name of the bureau for the federal government, but anyway, they're concerned that with the rough winter that Wyoming had, half of the antelope in the wild could die. And then I saw this one as well, in case you missed it, looks like Adam Sandler received the Mark Twain Award, the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. So kind of interesting one right there. And then President Biden has vetoed a bill, vetoed his first bill. It was MAGA, what the White House is describing as, quote, extreme MAGA limitations on retirement funds. And so I guess it would be, this is the thing that is pertaining to if you are basically any kind of retirement things should not be with the DEI stuff, the diversity, equity, and inclusion type of banking system or investments. This is something that, remember, Florida is banning that you can't invest in these things. The House tried to pass something like that as well on the federal level, and Biden vetoed it. All right. So basically any investment banks or anything like that that's being done where the investment fund or the bank even are focusing primarily on investments involving diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is like climate change type stuff as well, then basically Biden is saying we want to invest with that. And so that's why he vetoed it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Come here next. Top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around.
Hey, where did we go?
17th Annual Art of Fashion is Thursday, April 6th from 6 to 10 o'clock p.m. at Museum Plaza. Get ready to turn back the clock and turn up the fun at Studio 54. At Studio 54, enjoy a pre-party, cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, fashion show, and after-party as well. All proceeds support Covenant Care's My Wish program. Tickets are $100 each. Get tickets and more details. Go to our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Coming up here in about 7 minutes, I've got an update for you on digital mapping. If you remember, about a month ago, some researchers, some officials found some old like Mayan temples that they've never discovered before. And they found them because of digital mapping. They were deep in the jungles in South America. And some of the people said, like, they've been on hikes and didn't even realize that they walked 20 feet from some of these temples. They never saw them before. Just as I said, it was amazing that we were discovering new civilizations in 2023, like past civilizations. Digital mapping has discovered something else that's shocking. I'll tell you what it is coming up here in about 7 minutes.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Trump Tower and the Manhattan Criminal Court are currently surrounded by barricades. This comes as New York City is prepping for former President Trump's potential arrest. Bobby, I had the same question as you did, is that I have no idea where these protesters are coming from. I don't see scores of people, ditching their Midtown Manhattan offices to go out and protest. The big bus tours are just packed with, conservative tourists that they may have to look out for, but I don't know.
That would be it. It would have to be people from out of town, is what I would think.
President Biden issuing his first veto. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the message from that is clear. The president rejected a bill that would have reversed a Labor Department rule on environmental, social, and governance investing, also known as ESG. It looks like the government of France will stay in place for now. This after it survived a no-confidence vote following the protest against the measure that would raise the nation's retirement age. And Amazon's being sued over body scan technology in its stores. A new class action suit says the company did not alert New York City customers they were being monitored by technology that tracks their body shapes, sizes, as well as their palm prints.
Well, I'm surprised about the palm print part. They should know that. Have you been into an Amazon store before?
No, I have not.
I had an opportunity. I think it was last summer. I was traveling, and I don't remember which airport it was, but there was in some airport that had an Amazon store in the airport. And I was just standing outside of it because I'm like, how do I get into this thing? Because it has like these electronic gates that let you in. And there was a person came up to me and just said, do you have I think it's called like Amazon One account or something like that. There's like some sort of financial account. It's like Apple Pay. It's like Google Pay, but it's Amazon's version. He's like, do you have this account? I said, no, I don't have it. He goes, oh, okay. Cause if you have this account, all you have to do is scan your palm and it opens up the door, lets you in. And I'm like, what? And, he's like, yeah, if you have an Amazon One account, you just scan your palm and you get right in. And then, and he goes, if you don't, you just put your debit card on here and it's like a tap, just tap your card and then it will open up and let you in. Then you just go through the store and you just collect whatever you want. You want a drink, you want a candy bar, whatever it is. You grab your stuff and they have cameras. I mean, this is like, I knew this my first time going in.
Wow.
Because I was like, how did I know what to pay? They go, well, the cameras can see what you're grabbing and they'll automatically charge your account.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
That may be scarier to me than the palm prints. The fact that, you just put your debit card down, like everything you pick up, it's like, oh, $3.50 for, that's.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're never mind. Let me put that back.
Yeah.
You better track that. I put it back. I was kind of amazed by it, but I mean, that was my first time ever even going into an Amazon store and the person there explained, I mean, that's how they do it. It makes sense. Like, how are they going to know what I'm picking up if there's nobody scanning me out and I'm not scanning my stuff? You just walk out the door after that.
I wonder, because
it's obvious.
When I was in New York, like this, I don't know if this is the same exact thing or not, but at the Apple store, like you just can like, there's nobody to like check you out anymore. You just like on your own. I don't know if it's the same. Yeah.
Yep, same thing. And so how are they doing it? It's common sense. They're using cameras to track you, to see what you're picking up, to see what you're, doing and stuff. So I'm surprised that there's this lawsuit of people being like, we didn't know you're tracking us. Like, how do you think they're doing it? Like, how do you think they know what you're grabbing and what you're not grabbing and what you're walking out with? Because there's no checkout. You literally just grab stuff and you walk out and it automatically charges your account. And so it's just, there's these Amazon stores are only in like New York City and LA.
Yeah.
But they're in some airports now, but they're planning to expand them nationwide to where there is no, they might have one person there just in case there's some sort of technical problem. One person runs the whole store to just make sure everybody has everything they need. But other than that, you just walk into the place, grab your stuff, and it automatically charges your account when you walk out of the place. So kind of crazy. All right, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns in our area. Pine Forest, expect the typical afternoon traffic between 9 Mile and I-10 south of the interstate. Pine Forest is running smoothly. Nothing to slow you down on Blue Angel Parkway. That's going to include at the intersection of 98 where there was an accident earlier, and 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge showing no slowdowns. Highway 90, of course, having our typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. Anderson Subaru, the all-new 2023 Outback, is now in stock. Your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, so coming up here next, digital mapping. We covered about a month ago that due to digital mapping, they discovered a previously unknown former civilization in like the jungles of Ecuador or someplace like that. And now digital mapping has discovered something might possibly be even greater discovery. It's amazing that we're still able to find lands and civilizations and things like that in today's day and age, but they have, and it's thanks to digital mapping. I'll tell you what it is coming up next.
Simple as something that nobody knows. Her eyes are as big as above the littles. On the feet of a queen of the hearts of the gods. Feet are infested with tar balls. And
that's all right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, because of digital mapping, Japan has discovered 7,000 new islands they didn't know they had. 7,000. So, previously, the Japanese equivalent of Coast Guard tried to map all the islands that they knew about that were in Japan's area. And they came up with around like 6,852. That was in 1987. So now, due to digital mapping, they found 14,125 islands. More than double the amount that they thought they had. And they're saying it. And the only reason why they're able to find it is because of digital mapping. I wonder how many other things are out there we don't know about. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You could share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Hey, attention homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your house, well, in this market, you need a professional, somebody who understands the market and how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will protect your equity and protect your family's future. That would be Christina Leavenworth and her team over at Levin Rinke Realty. She's the agent I trust. I've seen what she can do, and I've been impressed. She does more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you get the most money. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask your agent if they'll do that. Christina will make this offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings, generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina has a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Call at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. Coming up here in about five or 6 minutes, I got a couple stories for you pertaining to robots and how they're really getting more and more involved in our society and how we could be seeing more robots. So that'll be in about 6 or 7 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
I see. I accidentally skipped my top three stories. So real quick here, Chinese President Xi has arrived in Russia amid the Ukraine war. House Republican chairman has called for Manhattan DA to testify about the politically motivated prosecution of Trump, where he's supposed to be arrested and indicted tomorrow. So with that, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is also saying Americans should not protest if he is indicted. Then, all right, so those are your top three stories. So back up here to your sports. NBA TV has the NBA tonight at 7 o'clock, Dallas Mavericks against the Memphis Grizzlies. Preseason Major League Baseball, we've got earlier today, the Blue Jays beat the Tigers, the Phillies beat the Orioles, Atlanta Braves beat the Tampa Bay Rays, Pittsburgh beat Boston, St. Louis beat the Miami Marlins. Right now, Seattle leads Milwaukee 5-0 in the bottom of the sixth. Cleveland leads Texas Rangers 5-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Arizona Diamondbacks lead the White Sox 5-3. And the Reds are beating the Angels 10-0. Wow. And so we get a little bit of a break from NCAA men's basketball, but we got NCAA women's basketball going on right now. So on ESPN right now, with 9 minutes left in the game, number 6, North Carolina is beating number 3. Oh, no, sorry, I got that opposite. Number 3, Ohio State is beating number 6, North Carolina, 55-46. Once again, that game's on ESPN. When that's over, ESPN's going to have number 5, Louisville, taking on number 4, Texas. And the late game's going to be number 7, Baylor against UConn. In the meantime, ESPN2 is going to have a bunch of games. Tip off in about 15 minutes on ESPN2 is number 12, Toledo against number 4, Tennessee. Followed by number 9, Miami against number 1, Indiana. And then the late game on ESPN2 is going to be number 5, Oklahoma against number 4, UCLA. NHL hockey going to be on ESPN+ and NHL Network tonight. NHL Network has the Florida Panthers against Detroit at 6 o'clock if you're interested in that. I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns to report right now. I-10 and I-110 are looking good throughout our area. We are having typical afternoon traffic on Davis Highway near East Olive Road, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. We do have an accident on West Fairfield Drive right off of I-110, but no slowdowns to report. That's going to be in the westbound direction. If you see somebody else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. That's traffic line number. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. And somebody wanted to know, Bobby, when is the preseason for Major League Baseball over? So Major League Baseball's opening day is March 30th. So we're 10 days away from opening day of baseball. All right, in sports news, Rick Pitino is leaving Iona. He's going to return to the Big East, reportedly signed a 6-year contract with St. John's. Georgetown University, who fired Patrick Ewing just recently, has hired Ed Cooley, taking him away from Big East rival Providence. Over in the NFL, the Dolphins officially exercised Tua Tagovailoa's 5th-year option. Frank Reich, the head coach of the Panthers, says that he will not rule out Bryce Young over his height. And those are your top sports stories in the news. That's your sports hit. By the way, teams left in the Sweet 16. You got Alabama against San Diego State, Houston against Miami, Xavier against Texas, Creighton against Princeton, FAU against Tennessee, Arkansas against UConn, and Gonzaga against UCLA, and Kansas State against Michigan State. So I don't know about your bracket, but the teams that my bracket's still not doing that bad. I have Marquette, Kansas, and Arizona that I predicted would still be in it that are not. So just 3 teams that are not in this Sweet 16 that I predicted would be. So my bracket's still alive. Let's see here. I saw this story, and at first, I got to admit, at first I saw this story and it was kind of a like, whoa, I might make this the sign of the apocalypse. But then I started thinking about it more and I thought, wait a minute, maybe this is a good thing. It just more, I take a step back to think about it. You know, like sometimes you get knee-jerk reactions over certain stories, and then you take a step back and you ponder it a little bit. And like, wait. California. This is the headline I saw. California law could ban the sale of candies like Skittles and Pez. California law, and I'm thinking, oh boy, some more woke information. You know, or they're going to start, you know, oh, candy's not good for you, so we got to go ahead and ban it, and is what I was thinking. But then I pulled the article up, and I was like, okay, wait a minute. So there's a bill that they're looking at that is going to ban certain additives. And these additives have been linked to cancer, organ damage, and harmful to your DNA. These additives have already been banned in other countries and in the EU and in the European Union and in Canada and in Brazil. It's like, oh, okay. So it's not like this is something that is just like California's like, we don't like this thing. We don't like candy. We don't like shit. There's certain additives that are used. Now, unfortunately, because of these additives, it would mean that you could lose a lot of your candies like Skittles, Sour Patch Kids, Pez, jelly beans, things like that. Trident gum could be risked, but as well as Campbell's soup and many other breads. So this legislation that they're looking to ban would get rid of propylparaben, red dye 3, brominated vegetable oil, potassium bromate, and titanium dioxide. That was when I read that part is when I went, maybe this is actually not a bad thing. Because we do know that food companies, and I say I use that loosely when I'm talking about candy companies, but food companies often try to use different products to mainly just because they've been using them. So even when a product or an additive has been found to be harmful for the body, they're like, it's fine. We've been selling it for decades. We'll just keep selling it. Things like red dye 3. Like, we don't really need red dye 3. But it's just a color, right? It's just adding color. I'm sure there's other ways you can add red color without something that has been shown by the EPA to cause children to be more hyperactive and inattentive. Basically give them ADD. Brominated vegetable oil used to be in Mountain Dew. It has not been in Mountain Dew since 2020. But it's like, okay, does Mountain Dew taste any different? No. Like, they obviously don't need some of these things. It's just what they've been using. And so, and then I guess this is the thing I was thinking about too. And I'd say they're looking to remove 5 substances from foods or ban them from the foods in California. And then I go, okay, what are these things? And I'm like, propylparaben. You're like, what the heck is that? Right? It's not like a natural food. It's a chemical, obviously. It's something that's been come up in a factory or something. Propylparaben, brominated vegetable oil. I know what vegetable oil is. What's brominated vegetable? What's potassium bromate? What's titanium dioxide? Okay, these are all things obviously, like, you know what I mean? So when I'm looking at this, I'm like, but how many of us eat these things? We don't look at the labels. I don't look at the labels of Skittles. Skittles are just good. I don't expect them to have poisons in them, though. I expect to have sugar, and I understand sugar's not good for me. And so so when I partake of the Skittles, I'll take my chances with the sugar. But if you're like, this is loaded with titanium dioxide and red dye 3 and propylparaben, I'd be like, wait, what? No, I'm not willing to risk that. But I don't read the labels. And I think that's what this legislation's thinking of. That's why my first knee-jerk reaction was like, this is crazy California stuff again. But then I started digging into it, and I'm like, but the reality of it is they know that you and I don't read the labels. And so this is a situation where the government is trying to say, hey, how can we protect the citizens when they don't really pay attention to the labels and stuff? So I'm kind of mixed on it. I do actually see the benefits of it, especially being that some of these substances have already banned in the European Union and in Canada and Brazil. And so those companies are obviously were able to tweak their formulas in order to still sell products in those countries, but they haven't tweaked it here. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in on that, text or call 850-437-1620. Come up here next. We got a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom, and I got to talk about some robots next.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales and for someone else, but not for me.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Got a couple texts here. I detest the European European Union liberalism, but one thing they do get right is their food purity and additive regulation. Food quality reflects it too. And that is in response to California looking to pass a a bill that's going to ban certain food additives. And I was saying, my knee-jerk reaction was like, oh, liberal wokeism or whatever. And then when I started reading it and reading about the products they're looking, or the additives they're looking to ban, I'm like, actually, these are not good for us. So not everything, just because it comes from a source that you may not agree with, like the European Union, doesn't mean it's necessarily bad. And I think this is another one of those examples that when I even had a knee-jerk reaction about it. And then when I read into it, I was like, actually, it sounds like they're doing a good thing here. So got another text here. Governor DeSantis's comments on Trump and Stormy Daniels are pretty interesting, especially the paying hush money to a porn star, kind of a shot at Trump. And Trump is in full campaign fundraising mode because of the, quote, witch hunt, end quote. Yeah, I've seen that as well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's go traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. I-10, I-110 not showing any slowdowns throughout our area, as well as 29 and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarro. 98 is running smoothly in both directions, and nothing to slow you down on the 3 mile bridge or Garson Point Bridge. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, you see delays, and see an accident, have details, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, Republicans in the House are demanding the Manhattan DA testify before Congress ahead of a possible indictment of former President Trump. This comes as Trump said over the weekend he expects to be arrested tomorrow as part of the investigation into the hush money payments. The U.S. is sending Ukraine another aid package as Russia's invasion of the country rages on. This latest package is worth $350 million. It includes many things like howitzers and anti-tank weapons. The state of Idaho could use a firing squad to execute a death row inmate in the future. The state Senate passed the measure and sent it to Governor Brad Little's desk. The firing squad would be a backup, as the state can't get drugs needed to perform a lethal injection. Finally, a Virginia-based company lets people rent sheep to mow their lawns. The chief shepherd of lamb mowers said the flock gets rid of weeds while putting nutrients back in the soil. The company's mission is to conserve soil and water resources for generations to come. Bobby, I made the mistake of going to their website and pictures of the most adorable baby sheep mowing people's lawns. I want to move to Fairfax so I can have sheep mow my lawn.
Just go get some
$195 for a 2-hour visit, though. But I think it's worth it at least once.
Maybe once, yeah, just for the experience.
Yes.
That'd be, there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So apparently the grocery store chain called Giant started getting robot helpers in the grocery store. They're about 6 foot tall, and they have big googly eyes, and they walk around, they scan inventory, and they look for spills. Well, one of them last week apparently escaped. Somebody videotaped it. It was out in the parking lot roaming around and everything like this, and so it kind of made me laugh, especially when I saw this. More and more stores are starting to add robot security guards. And now there's discussion about, should they have these robot security guards have guns? No. The answer is a hard no. Maybe down the road, maybe tasers, but definitely no guns. Are you kidding me? We just saw a rogue robot go out into the parking lot. So what are you going to do when it goes rogue and it has a gun? No, thank you. Real quick, today's sign of the apocalypse. The Biden administration is trying to make it so if you are not allowed to use your preferred pronouns, or somebody uses your incorrect preferred pronoun, it could be a human rights violation. That's your sign of the apocalypse.